Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
TB, and I do hate the TB, KB thing. Okay, I'm obviously mocking when it's TB.
Hi, JC.
I mean, seriously, at least TB, we knew TB12. How is Kevin Burkhardt suddenly, KB? Hey, listen, KB. Oh, one other thing. Enough with Romo. I think I pointed this out earlier this year. Enough with him calling Josh Allen Josh. Good for you for knowing him. Here's who gets to go by first names. LeBron, Magic, not Josh. You're talking to America.
Does Jalen Hurts?
Not to America. Not national broadcast. No.
Jalen. No. I think people would say Jalen.
No, here, not the nation.
Yeah.
You're talking to a nation. It's a national broadcast. Josh this. Enough.
Don't you think he would say the quarterback's name regardless of whether it was Josh or not? Because they have the production meetings before.
Yeah, and
the
my
game.
Point is rise above that and speak to the nation the way they think of the player. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's listen to Tom Brady talking to Saquon about Saquon obviously going down at the end.
The last run of the game where you slid. Do yards mean anything to you at this point?
I mean, I can't break the record now, right? Most important thing is winning games, and it was no my situation. AJ and Smitty kind of gave me crap. Definitely left someone to bone, but at the end of the day, the stat line don't matter. Only stat line that matters is getting dubs and advancing.
All right, congrats to the Eagles. They have advanced, obviously, to the divisional round where they'll face either Minnesota or the Rams, who they've already beaten this year. 215-592-9494. Your chance to react to a spectacular defense, a shaky Jalen game, run game that did more than enough. Sirianni, the whole deal. Ken and Cinnaminson right now. Ken, good morning.
Good morning, French. How are you today?
Good, buddy.
Doing well, Ken.
Happy Victory Monday, even though the Eagles don't have a Victory Monday today.
Which I love. I mean, I really do like that after the game immediately, they're talking about the things that they need to improve on. You know, like, they are so locked in and focused. Right away, Nick says, no Victory Monday for us. We're right back to work. We got to play a team who's playing tomorrow night. And I love the motivation and focus. And just like everyone was just talking about, they come out with their hair on fire. And this is that was a fast start. That's as fast a start as you can get.
Well, that's great to hear, John. Maybe one of these days you'll stop with your unexplainable doubt of Nick Sirianni. So, listen, on the arena, before I get to the Eagles, on the arena real fast, all you need to know about who's been driving this bus all along is who announced that deal. It was the head of the builder's trades in city of Philadelphia. So that's who's been driving this policy all along. So that's kind of how
it's been. I don't know. I don't know enough about that to know. But
the head of the building unions announced the deal. So that's pretty much tells you what you need to know. Listen, on the Eagles.
Well, I'll just say this. I don't think they made the deal for them. I think they may have allowed someone like that to announce the deal. I don't even know. It's true. I believe you.
The city looks stupid.
Well, it made a lot of people look stupid.
The mayor's office. I mean.
But, Ken, I don't think Josh Harris cares about those people. So I don't think that's what drove it. I think what drove it is Josh Harris backed Comcast Spectacor down, and Comcast Spectacor folded, and that's what happened.
Well, Josh Harris doesn't care about my Josh, but Josh.
Well, that's
Harris.
My point. Yeah.
But on the Eagles, so listen, you got a 12 point, you got a 2-touchdown win in a playoff game. I'm sure Jalen would be the first person to tell you that he can play better, and he has played better. And it wasn't just Jalen who didn't practice, right? It was Jalen didn't practice with AJ or Devontae because those guys didn't practice for a lot of the last 2 weeks either,
right?
Because they were shut down. So. It's important to remember that the Eagles won a whole lot of playoff games with Jalen Hurts throwing for 130, 140 yards, not turning the ball over, making plays when he needs to make plays. And I would much rather be in a situation where our football team does not have to rely on the quarterback to play at an otherworldly level to win the Super Bowl.
Well, agree, Ken, but it's a lot easier against a Green Bay team that's depleted and the defense plays an otherworldly game. I mean, this is one of those things where if the defense had played the way a lot of defenses play, let's say average, the Eagles could have been in some serious trouble yesterday. Now, the good thing is they can typically overcome Jalen's deficiencies because the Eagles' defense is spectacular. And the offensive line's great, and the run game's great.
You're talking about Jalen's deficiencies, but I will say this. We're now going into the divisional round of the NFL playoffs, and I have yet to be impressed or inspired or in any way, just encouraged by Kellen Moore as a play caller. I go back to July when we gave oxygen to the most preposterous conversation maybe in the history of WIP, that if the Eagles win the Super Bowl, are they going to find a way to get rid of Nick Sirianni?
Wait, Ken, you come back to this a lot, but I'll say again, because I say this every time you call and say this, it was under the premise if Kellen Moore was phenomenal and was deemed spectacular and a team wanted to poach him, and if you thought he was a lot better than Sirianni, that was the premise of it. Unusual, theoretically possible, and that's why the conversation was had. Period. End of story. 215-592-9494. All right, James, let's get to, I know you got in there some lines. We don't know who the Eagles will play. No, what do you got in there?
So I have hypothetical lines for both matchups, if depending on who wins. And obviously things can change with injuries, or if one team looks amazing tonight, it might change it. But I have what the predicted lines will be depending on whether the Rams or the Vikings.
Let's take some guests. Yeah. Rhea and John, have you guys seen these yet? The potential?
I have not.
No.
All right. So Eagles-Vikings. Minnesota's got to come all the way across from a Monday night game out west to Philly on a Sunday at 3. I'll say Eagles by, I'm thinking 4.5 or 5. I'll say Eagles by 4.5.
Anyone else?
Eagles by 3.5?
Man, you just have no idea with the game coming up. I would guess they're going to err to the side of favoring... Okay, the Vikings, 2. The Eagles minus 2.
Rhea's correct. The Eagles would be a 3.5-point favorite against the Vikings. And the Rams?
Okay, Rams, I'll say Eagles by 7.5. It's probably going to be less because I'm already skewed high, but it's probably 6.5. I think it should be 7.5.
It's 6.5.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there you go. I got it. Yeah, I understand.
So Vegas agrees the Rams are an easier opponent for the Eagles.
Yep. And boy, John,
that's significant. 6.5.
I don't think the Rams are that good. They were in a not great division.
I know, but they were much stronger down the stretch. And they do have a good coach who can sit back there and cook up some stuff that will work. That's a huge factor.
Didn't the Eagles kind of pick them apart? Am I remembering that game right? When I say pick them, they handled them, right?
Handled them.
We
it was like 37-17 or something like that.
Yeah.
We were dominant, but they have changed in their whole outlook since then.
Yeah,
they are a much better team than they were when we played them.
That's fair. Hey, reminder, for this game, we're giving away tickets on Friday. 8 o'clock is when you got to have your chance to win the tickets. But also, you got to listen Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday at 8. Those 4 days, 8 o'clock, we'll give you a name at the top of the hour, at the top of the 8 o'clock hour, the four upcoming days. And with those names, you can win the tickets. The Eagles versus the team behind door number whatever.
Courtesy of NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.
All right, let's listen to Sirianni after the game. He did what he frequently does, which is defend Hurts, and I think it's a very smart play by the Eagles head coach. Jalen Hurts, winner. A lot of people would say, well, Eagles roster winner and defense winner, but, you know, Jalen Hurts has winning attributes, but I do think they win largely because of others more than him. But with that said, Sirianni does the right thing in having Jalen's back.
You know, as an offense, we struggled a little bit as an offense. You know, I don't think we had the game that we wanted to have on offense. But Jalen, I did a lot of good things. One thing that Jalen continued, first of all, Jalen is a winner. He wins. I mean, no one can argue that.
It's a smart play by the head coach. It's a smart way to handle it. You know, it was a fascinating weekend to watch the quarterbacks, Sean, because there were a lot that struggled.
And
I mean, Herbert was a disaster.
Herbert completed less than half of his passes and threw 4 picks.
Yeah. Stroud was not very good, but he got better as the game went on. But he was brutal
him,
in the beginning.
Including the defense is really solid.
So he struggled. Who else am I forgetting here?
Well,
Bo Nix. Bo Nix, yeah.
Bo Nix.
Like Jordan Love. Jordan Love wasn't
Jordan Love was brutal.
Young. Yeah, Jordan. Think about that. The young guys, Bo Nix, Jordan.
Other than Jaden Daniels, who looked awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked good. And Lamar and Josh Allen were the best. I mean, those
Baker
guys.
Baker Mayfield got his team in trouble, fumbled the ball away. And he's been outstanding. Again, he's a guy who has turned his career around. He got paid the big money after fizzling out and being a bust because he's been exposed to more defenses. He's just been around the game longer. Jalen will osmotically absorb all of this stuff through the next few years.
Well, here's
and
the
he'll
part
continue
when,
to get better as a result.
So I'll say this, John. I don't agree when you say it the way you do as a blanket statement. There are quarterbacks that have absorbed more defenses, gotten worse. Dak has gotten worse. Carson got worse. Got way worse. But there are a number of quarterbacks that get worse. Daniel Jones, I think, has either not gotten worse or not improved. You know, there's a lot of guys that just...
never get it.
Yeah, they never get it, you know, for whatever. I mean, Jimmy Garoppolo, I thought, was pretty good.
Oh, we all thought,
He's a backup. Brock Purdy was worse this year. I mean, guys do go backwards, and I think Jalen has gone backwards.
Even Jordan Love just went last year to this year.
Yeah.
Guys,
I was shocked how bad he was yesterday. Now, maybe
the
elbow.
Don't you get that? Like, week to week,
no, but,
depending
but,
on what a defense does to you,
bigger,
it's going to look different.
But there's bigger picture. We can all acknowledge Jalen's not playing nearly as well as 2 years ago. I mean, that's obvious.
And again,
Jalen did a great thing yesterday, though, that I loved.
What?
When the guy, you know, basically threw Saquon.
Oh, thing. Yeah, he was right in
Jalen
there.
Jalen got right in his face, and he's half the size.
Yep.
And then you see the three bodyguards come running up. Like, Jalen, we got this.
No, that was
but
good.
The first guy in his face was Jalen. I
and
love that.
Saquon held that pose maybe for 9 seconds. Like, you know.
Oh, when you talk about the first down thing? Yeah, that was
Wasn't
great.
That the same sequence? Or
yeah, it was after the penalty. Yeah.
That was unbelievable. Hey, three different Twitter poll questions of the day today, all brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. In 2025, Armin Chevy is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. Visit Armin Chevrolet. First poll question, was A.J. Brown out of line reading a self-help book during the game, yes or no? Second poll question, who would you rather see the Eagles play, the Rams or the Vikings? And the third question, which of these is your main reaction to the news the Sixers are getting the South Philly Arena, which, by the way, will be with the Flyers? I think initially some people thought, like, they're getting their own arena. No, it's going to be a Sixers-Flyers joint arena. Comcast Spectacor, which, of course, specializes in arenas all across America. Basically, the Flyers slash Comcast Spectacor, I think it's fair to say, folded upon the leverage that the Sixers had and said, okay, we'll give you a deal we previously weren't going to give you. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious. Which of these is the three main reactions? Which is the main reaction of these three? A, this is good news for us fans because, you know, a lot of people wanted it down there. Choice B, Sixers approach, very annoying. They're an irritating organization. Or choice C, credit to the 76ers for being good negotiators. I mean, they are good negotiators. I mean, it's unbelievable. All right, let's get to, we'll talk to Seth Joyner coming up shortly. Seth in studio with us for the 9 o'clock hour. Nick in Collegeville right now. Good morning, Nick.
What's up, everybody? Richie, what did I ever do to for you to put me in a situation? I rooted for you every time, didn't matter what color your uniform was. You're a local kid, Harrisburg. And now this morning you put me on the Joe the Mallet Hammer side.
Oh, boy.
Kamara.
And what do you got? What do you got, Nick?
Here's my thing. Okay, Jalen did enough to win the game. And Richie, you said, well, he saw that all-out blitz, and he made the right call, and that's the most important thing a quarterback has to do. Yeah, that's one of the most important things a quarterback has to do. But we're not like a college team. We're not like the New York East Rutherford Giants. Like, We're in the final. We want to be in the Final Four every year. Our quarterback has to be one of the best performing quarterbacks at the end of the year. You saw that, but everybody saw that zero blitz. Everybody saw that you got to get rid of the football, and Ray Charles could have made that call right away. Now
he might didn't make that call last year. The offense wasn't built in the way that even gave him that option. Think about that.
Again, John, last year was not our standard. That's not what we thrived for. Like that,
right.
That's
so now we have the ability to make the call, get in the right play, and score a touchdown.
Well, this is what I'll say. Like, I'm not a fan of this Kellen Moore's offense.
I actually am, and I'll tell you why, Nick, because he just runs the ball a ton. And that's what they should do.
Anybody can do that.
I know.
So many wide receivers. Like, I've seen so many wide receiver patterns from these other offensive coordinators that I can't
name. But Nick, hold on. Go back to your first point. Let's tie it in your second. Here's my contention. Okay. Some people disagree with me. I believe Kellen Moore doesn't call the kind of plays you're yearning for because he's hiding Jalen. I've been saying that all year.
Yeah. Look, we saw when the backups came in that the offense changed. And they were 1-2-3 read to get rid of the football. And Jalen loves to hold the football. That's his number one goal, is he loves to hold the football. Now, it has benefited us, but here's the bottom line, John. The Green Bay Packers had 0 points. I'm sorry, they had 0 points with 7 minutes and 30 seconds in the third quarter. They had 3 points in the fourth quarter when it started. Like, you can't win with 14 or 16 points.
Well, you can, but it makes it harder. You can.
It makes it harder as you go deeper. That's what I'm saying.
Nick, one thing that's...
Do you think Jalen's going to play the same way?
He'll play better.
Next game?
All season he's done this. John, you're saying, oh, wait till next week. He gets another week.
No, he had, what are you talking about? He's had good games this year. He's had bad games this year.
But he's been below average passing this whole season. The whole passing game, he's below average.
The only offensive passing game we've had was Pittsburgh. That's the only one. Really.
All right, Nick.
He played well against the Bengals. He passed. He didn't have to play. He was perfect in the second half, 9-for-9.
Gotcha. I honestly don't remember every game. I know there are games he's played much better than this.
But the passing has been inefficient. They win.
It's funny. I said prior to the show yesterday, I called into the pregame show, or one of the pregame shows, Tom Kelly and Al. And I said the primary reasons why the Eagles win are great defense, great offensive line, and Saquon Barkley. Yeah. Some guy twists it around on some social media on Twitter. I forget the exact thing, but basically, he's like, you know, I don't have the quote in front of me, but let's just put it this way. The guy misquoted me on Jalen. I mean, Jalen does make winning plays, but he is, in my opinion, of the things that matter a lot, I would say by far the weakest link. By far. But anyway, everyone has their opinion, and a lot of people disagree.
Does matter to how good Saquon can be because of the threat.
It helps a lot.
Saw that in the Washington.
There's no question. There's no doubt.
Passing is a problem.
That's true as well. 215.
Passing is not a problem against the right defenses. Running is not a problem against the right defenses. It's getting into the right plays at the right times, and that's what he does well. And he'll continue to do well. He'll do it better than he did in this game. Moving forward, I expect that.
Well, if
we have a good chance to win the Super Bowl, in part because the defense is great, in part because the running game is great, but in part because Jalen puts the defense in a conundrum where we have 12 guys on the field at all times.
Well, all right. We have disagreements.